This is Scott Becker with the Becker Business Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Robin Billups. Robin is an extraordinary leader, thinker, connector of people, truly brilliant and a pleasure to visit with. We're going to talk today about what business leaders, what political leaders she admires, and a little bit about what her big goals are for 2021. We're hoping that some of this discussion inspires some of our listeners. Robin, can you take a moment to introduce yourself, and I'll tee up with the questions of the day.
Thank you. Hey, Scott, good to talk to you again. This is Robin Billups with the Billups Group. I'm a consultant working with entrepreneurs and companies who are seeking to diversify their supply chain with diverse companies, and also, too, looking to meet their compliance and to create generational wealth.
Thank you very much. And you've been crazily successful and also done an unbelievable job of raising a whole family and connected family of great children and future leaders. Robin, take a moment. What leader, business leader, did you admire or respect? Give us a couple thoughts there.
Oh, my God. There is a whole host of individuals, especially from the early late 1900s and the early 20th century. But most importantly for me was Madam C.J. Walker. You know, when you look at her life and the trajectory and what she had to face and was able to do, you know, she said to her, I got my start by giving myself a start. And so, again, she's one of those individuals that's looked inwardly in order to grow herself, but also, too, to create that generational wealth. Again, back to creating a diverse supply chain, she wasn't invited, so she created her own invitation and created her own list of folks to invite. So, again, Madam C.J. Walker represents just a host of really, really strong women who've been out there doing the do and not necessarily getting all the respect or the accolades until after the Lord calls them home. But again, Madam C.J. Walker represents all of that for me.
Tell us a little bit more about Madam C.J. Walker, because many of us aren't familiar. Tell us a little bit more.
Madam C.J. Walker grew up in a time period when women couldn't talk, vote, especially if you were a person of color. She was a black female. And so what she did is trying to identify products to take care of a black female's hair. And when she was not able to find them, she formulated a product herself. And then when she wasn't able to get it into the stores or, you know, people didn't want to buy it because of the way she looked, she wasn't a beautiful woman, but she was internally a fantastic individual. And so she created a product and became very, very wealthy, one of the most wealthy women in our time period when you look at what she was able to accomplish under all of the barriers of non-success that were put in her way. And so she created hair care products and personal care products for women of color and created her own marketing plan and pretty much was like the first Tupperware kind of multi-marketing kind of multi-layer marketing kind of company in doing that.
Magnificent. And so many great success stories come from a situation where somebody was left out of the game or excluded from the game and had this great gumption and wherewithal to then decide, I don't have to be let out of the game. I'll create my own game. And it's really a magnificent leadership lesson. Talk for a moment about what political leader you admire or leaders that you admire and why.
Jesus, we're in this political time that we're in here in 2020. I'm looking at some very, very solid individuals. I could look through history, but right now my four factor, is there such a word? Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, Stacey Abrams, and Kamala Harris. These four women have kind of turned America on its head. Not necessarily that everyone agrees with their politics, but when you think about the trajectory of where they started and where they are and what they're bringing forth and who they're bringing forth, I'm excited about where America is going and from an equitable standpoint. Nancy Pelosi, a mom, you know, she's Italian. She don't take no smack from anybody. Maxine Waters reminds me of the fact that she's a St. Louis woman like myself, and she's not aggressive, she's assertive. I love that idea. And then certainly with these young ladies, Stacey Abrams, who's registered over almost a million people in the state of Georgia for this last election and the trajectory that the Lord has her on. And finally, our incoming vice president, I'm a member of the same sorority. She went to Howard University. She's from Oakland. You know, she has three different kinds of ethnic background. You know, her dad's Jamaican, her mom's Southeast Asian, and she's African-American and grew up in Oakland and went to Washington, D.C. to college. So when I look at the political leaders, I'm so excited about what has happened with the trajectory of Black Lives Matter, that people have awakened, and these young folks, they're not taking it anymore. They're going to help America be what America said it wanted to be when we first got started.
Well, Robin, magnificent thoughts, and I love the rationale and thinking behind each one as to why you so admire and respect them. Just fantastic. Talk for yourself about your big goals for 2021. What are your big goals for 2021?
Scott, you know what? I hadn't kind of thought about it a little bit, but I just have certain things in my life that I try to be consistent with. And one of them is to stay positive, you know, that everything, there's a lesson blessing in everything that happens, good, bad, or indifferent. There's always a lesson blessing in that. So to stay positive, focus on the promises, and to stay positive no matter what. To continue to model the behavior that I expect of other people. You know, I'm pretty hard on folks, especially when I'm coaching them, to trying to bring out what's there that they don't even see. And so I want to be able to continue to model the behavior that I expect of others. And then that way I can not be upset or worked up when it doesn't turn out. My job is to model the behavior. How they take it is on them. And then finally, I always want to stay relevant. You know, these are the kinds of things that I focus on when we're talking about goals. So I want to stay relevant by listening and by being a better communicator. I like to talk, but I also like to gather information. So I'm becoming a better listener, and I'm a copious note-taking person. So now the goal is to daily go back and look at what happened that day, highlight things in my notes that I need to make sure I remember. So just to be a better person and to be positive about where we're going.
Robin, it is I'll use your phrase, it is a lesson and a blessing for me to get to talk to you each week and hear what you're thinking. I love your thoughts, whether it's on Madam C.J. Walker or on these other great leaders that you mentioned, whether Maxine Waters, Stacey Abrams, Nancy Pelosi, Kamala Harris, whether I agree with all their policies or not. I love the qualities about them that you talk about and their strength and assertiveness. And I love that thought on assertive versus aggressive and framing it in the right way.
Yeah.
Robin, a great pleasure to visit with you. How do people learn more about Robin Phillips and the Connector?
I am on LinkedIn. That would be a great place to connect with me, Robin Phillips, B as in Barack, I-L-L-U-P-S, and I look forward to any new connections because every new person is a lesson, blessing experience, right?
You are a great inspiration to myself every week, and I should pay you for being on the podcast every week. You don't pay us, we don't pay you, but you are magnificent. Thank you so much for joining us, Robin. You're just fantastic.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the opportunity. Take care now.